relation between two people, me and my mother.
All right, young lady, why do you always wear jeans and why are they always so tight?
I don't wear jeans. I wear Levi's.
Same thing.
No, there are all kinds of Levi's. Some days I wear Levi's denims, some days I wear Levi's chambray baggies, and some days I wear Levi's cords, and I buy them all from Slack Shack.
What is a Slack Shack?
It's a Levi's store.
Funny name for a store.
The Charleston was a funny name for a dance.
The Charleston was popular.
So Slack Shack. Otherwise, they wouldn't be beating the pants off everyone else in town.
All right, all right. You don't wear jeans, you wear Levi's, and you buy them from Slack Shack. Now, why do you wear them so tight?
And that's why I've been grounded for the next 3 weeks. Oh, Mother.
Slack Shack, 357 and a half Young next to Sam's. Watch for openings at 42 Bloor West and in the Mississauga Town Center.
Sparling Murray's Music rents and sells musical instruments, sound systems, and accessories. In fact, if it has anything to do with music, from planning the kind of sound you want for your next concert to the number of watts you'll need, Sparling Murray's can help you out. They rent things nobody else does. Drop around and check out the selection. Sparling Maurice Music, 828 Wilson Avenue between Dufferin and Keele. Call 630-1625. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturdays till 5. Sparling Maurice Music.
Well, now, that was ZZ Top on Charmaine. No, I shouldn't say that. The Canadian nationalists would be very upset. I mean, that was ZZ Top, but really they prefer to be called ZZ Top. And a tune called Move On Down the Line. I Can't Stand It from Robin Trower. And Grand Funk, we're an American band. We are an American band. I was only kidding about the ZZ and the ZZ. I think it's very important that a country does keep its identity. But in this case, I think, seeing that they are from the States, their name is ZZ Top. Concert Productions International presents the Beach Boys in concert Sunday, September 2nd, Massey Hall. Two shows, 5 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. I'm going to give away a pair of tickets to the concert, plus two albums, The Best of the Beach Boys, Volume 1 and Volume 2, courtesy of Capitol Records. And I'm going to do that in just a bit. I noticed one line flashing here, which I won't answer, because we have to be fair about this whole thing. Here is the question. Listen very, very carefully. There is a group that most of you are aware of called the Guess Who. At one time, they were called Chad Allen and the Expressions. Now, since the group first started, way back, there have been many personnel changes. Now, your answer can either be A or B. I have a two-part answer for you here. It's one or the other. I want you to tell me the name of the only remaining original member of the group, or the two original members of the group. Now, it's one or the other. Now, if you should phone in and only give me one name and the answer happens to be two names, you're wrong. And if you give me two names and the answer happens to be one name, you're wrong. You must give me the correct number and the name. There is only one original member left, and if so, give me his name, and if there are two, give me their names, okay? The number to call, 870-9131. tune is called Gypsy Man. The group is called War. From Chum FM in Toronto, I'm John Donovan. 16 and a half before 5. And I have a winner in my contest, and it took an awful lot of phone calls to get one. The question was, is there A, only one remaining member of the original Guess Who, or Chad Allen the Expressions, as they were known before the Guess Who, or were there two? And the answer is, there is only one original member from that original band that went back to the days of Chad Allen the Expressions, and that is Gary Peterson. Gary Peterson, the drummer, is the only original member left. He, along with Jim Cale and Randy Bachman and Chad Allen, formed the original Chad Allen the Expressions. Chad Allen left, was replaced by Burton Cummings, so he was not Burton Cummings was not an original member. One person called in and said, Randy Bachman, and he's right, he's an original member, but hasn't been in the band in a couple of years. Congratulations to Robert Wilkins of Toronto. Robert identified Gary Peterson as the only remaining original member of the Guess Who. And Robert, you win a pair of tickets to the concert, plus two albums, The Best of the Beach Boys, Volumes 1 and 2, courtesy of Capitol Records. Saturday afternoon of rock and roll music on Sock Hop. Hope you had yourself a good time. I know I did. We'll see you back Monday afternoon about 2 o'clock throughout the week. And then next Saturday afternoon between 4 and 5, we do it all over again. Brian Masters next for Vacationing. David Marston, I'll see you Monday. Have a good weekend. Drive carefully. Keep off the road Sunday. Brian's driving Sunday.